This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. The week is almost over. Put a smile on your face. It is the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We have some good things happening in the country out there. Gonna talk about those in a moment. Bad things for the embassy. Communists telling on themselves again in various ways. Emails, all that, so much more coming up this hour on the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's deal with the good right now. It's a process. Taking back a country that's been conquered by commie dirtballs is a process, and it's going to take some time. And as we've talked about many, many, many times on the show, it's not going to happen from Washington, D.C. I'm going to use the lamest, absolute, dorkiest, most cliche example ever to make my point here. And I know it's a dorky, lamey, cringy thing to do, but it helps me understand it. If you think about freedom like a flame, I'm sorry, it's so stupid. I'm going to play this for myself.
Why are you gay?
If you think about freedom like a flame, okay, and we want, what we want is the flame to spread, right? So we can all be flamers. No, stop. If you want the flame to spread, but there's not going to be a flame of freedom that starts in D.C. and spreads from there. It's not that having a president on our side wouldn't help, but that's not going to save the country. There must instead be all kinds of local areas around the country where little fires start and they spread. That's how we will save the country. All right? We need to be flamers for freedom. That's, no, Chris, stop. You know what? Forget about that. I was going to put that on a T-shirt, but now I decided that's not a good idea. Be perfect for you, Chris. Anyway, that's what we need. And so we want these red states to wake up and shape up and start fighting back. They're not yet, but they're starting to. They're behind you. Of course they're behind you. You know what needs to be done. You want it done right now and all these other things. And they're behind, as we've talked about many times. They're always going to lag behind you. But they are beginning. Here's three separate headlines. I'm just going to read these headlines. Then we'll move on, do some emails, some other stuff. But you can watch it happening in real time. Red states waking up. Headline. Tennessee bill would prohibit the FBI from pulling state law enforcement resources into intelligence operations targeting Tennesseans. Essentially says the FBI, hey, you can't come in and grab the local sheriff deputy and make him help you gather intel on producer Michael for putting up a spicy Facebook post. You're not allowed to do that. Now, what you're probably saying, honestly, what I thought when I first saw it was, well, that doesn't go near far enough. Yeah, of course. It doesn't go near far enough when it comes to states standing up against the FBI. But let me ask you something. When's the last time in your lifetime you saw a state, any state, do anything to stand against the FBI? Can you remember one time? I'm sure it has happened. I don't want to act like I'm the all-knowing, all-wise one. I'm 42 years old. I don't remember that ever happening in my lifetime. A state never has gone after the FBI like this. Now, it's starting to happen. That's good. You need your red state to protect you from the Stasi. You need your red state to protect you from the Cheka. That should be part of how they see themselves. They should see themselves as being the protectors of you from an evil government. That is beginning is a good thing. Here's another one. Look at this. You got a twofer. West Virginia AG asks the FBI to remove DEI from the recruitment process priorities. The FBI is out there. They're recruiting at pride parades. They're out there recruiting at feminist stuff. The FBI is filling up its ranks with committed communists who will happily arrest you and your pastor for preaching about the Ten Commandments. They are, just like the military, they're not destroying it. They're building it. We have here a red state standing against that. Is that far enough? Not even close to being far enough. But it's something. It's more than you ever or I ever saw before out of a red state AG. How about that? We'll take it. And finally, this one. This one's from my state of Texas, where I currently live. Texas Schools Fund pulls $8.5 billion from BlackRock over ESG investing. You listen to this show so you know more than Normie Norm. You understand that there are three finance giants out there that really stand above all. They control the vast majority of capital in this country, and they're all three evil organizations. BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. I forget what the number is. We haven't done this in a while. They control something to the effect of $20 trillion or something falls under their umbrella. The other finance giants you think about fall under the umbrella of one of those three. They are the three-headed monster, and they are all in on this endless commie filth, and they're proactive about it, as commies always are. Chris, will you grab that Larry Fink? That Larry Fink audio. Larry Fink has some audio out there. And we played it for you before on the show about how he forces outcomes. It's not as if these three finance giants are just full of dirty commies and they kind of hope everything goes that way. These three finance giants are full of dirty commies and they use their influence to make sure things go that way. We know that they'll control the boards. So if you're if I start Jesse Kelly Incorporated, and what do we sell? Of course we would sell the greatest cheeseburgers ever. Shut up, Chris. We sell world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers. And let's say it gets really big. Let's say it gets to be a Fortune 500 company. I've got franchises all over. Everybody's just stuffing my burgers in their mouth, and life is good, and America's happy. And let's say I'm expanding. My business is growing. I'm expanding. I need access to capital. Well, whether or not I can access the capital I need to expand may very well be determined by how dirty and commie I've made my company. Has my company put out a single statement about climate change and Mother Earth? Nope. Well, that's a black mark on you. My company, Jesse Kelly Incorporated, we didn't do a single gay thing during Pride Month except for let Chris eat there. Not one gay thing. Whoop, that's another black mark. Oop. And I'm being tongue-in-cheek, but this is genuinely how it works. So now we want to start 10 brand new Jesse Kelly Inc. restaurants where we sell burgers. I can't get a loan. I don't get to expand because I didn't do what I was supposed to do. They do it on corporate boards all across the country. These boards who run these major corporations. Oh, this guy's gone. This guy's gone. And they fill these corporate boards with these dirty commies who enforce their will. Here's Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock, talking about it.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors.
We are forcing behaviors. And that was obviously a very condensed version, but he explains. Look, you have to hire... You know what, Chris? Play the longer one. Actually, we haven't played it in a while, and what happens is We forget that people forget. We forget. Anyway, here he is. Here's the longer explanation of what he's talking about.
Well, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. 54% of the incoming class are women. We added 4 more points in terms of diverse employment this year. You know, what we're doing internally is if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted, okay?
We're doing the same thing.
And so it's just, you have to...
Stop, that's probably enough for what I need. So I want to explain how that works. Points. We've discussed this before at length on the show, but I want you to do something for me. If you haven't done it before, if you've already done it, don't worry about it. Look up your bank, the name of your bank. We'll call it Bank of America. Hopefully it's not, but we'll look up the name of your bank, Bank of America, and then look up ESG. That's all you need to put in the internet. Bank of America, ESG. What you will see is your bank, and it's not just banks. Many, many, many companies of various kinds have this. Most companies now do, Fortune 500. You'll see that your bank has an ESG page. They're not quiet about this. They're not subtle about this. There will be an ESG page for your bank. Now, we're going to talk about that ESG page and what Larry Fink was talking about and how this works when it comes to compensation. And you heard him reference something like points and things like that. I'm going to explain this. It's important for us to understand it because this is why the corporate world has rotted out from underneath us. This is a huge reason why. Before we get to that, maybe you're sitting there thinking, Jesse, I'm having a hard time following along with this stuff. Well, it can be complicated, I admit, but also there may be a deeper problem with you. It's not that you're stupid. I mean, you might be stupid, but it's that your T levels are probably too low. Gentlemen, testosterone is not just about making babies and having fun with your wife. Testosterone is about your mind. It's what it's really about. Your mind has to have it. Your mood has to have it. Gentlemen, how often are you down? Do you often get down, depressed, kind of without explanation? That ever hit you? I bet your T levels are low. Get your T levels back up naturally. Take a male vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements. Take it for 90 days. 20% increase in your testosterone levels. Go to Chalk.com and begin. They have discounts, huge discounts on subscriptions. So get a subscription so you don't pay full price, all right? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget to email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We're doing a little ESG talk here, discussing corporate America, the finance giants, why corporations out there are so filthy and dirty, and what that looks like for you in your life. Why are all these big corporations pushing all this endless climate filth and women are oppressed and we've got black people are oppressed and why? Okay, well, as I said, look up your bank. You could do this with a bunch of companies, but just look up your bank and look up ESG. I did it during the break. I've done this before, but I did it during the break for Bank of America because that was the example I used. I put in the internet search on my phone was Bank of America ESG. Boom! Immediately, I'm greeted with Bank of America's ESG page and environmental, social, and governance reports. Okay, reports. That's interesting. So if you scroll down, you can do this with me if you'd like. If you scroll down, Bank of America, you're already there, Environmental Social Governance Reports, you'll see a button. There are a bunch of them you can push. We'll just click the top one. It's called 2023 Annual Report. You press on it, 2023 Annual Report. You with me? All right, now, it doesn't matter if you're on the road. Don't worry about this. What you're going to see there is annual reports, a list of them as you scroll through the website. 2023, 2022, 2021. You can go through, but for our purposes on the show, we'll just stick with the newest one. It's the top one anyway. 2023. Click on it. If you're not driving, if you're driving, don't worry about this. It's not important. Do it later just to get a visual of what I'm talking about. 2023 annual report. Now, before I talk about this annual report, Chris, if you wouldn't mind, pull up that longer clip once again of Larry Fink at BlackRock. What's he talking about forcing behaviors? And more specifically, as he goes past that, what's he talking about points? Points and your points deciding your compensation. What?
Well, behaviors are going to have to change. And this is one thing we're asking companies. You have to force behaviors. And at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors. 54% of the incoming class are women. We added four more points in terms of diverse employment this year. You know, what we are doing internally is if you don't achieve these levels of impact, your compensation could be impacted, okay?
We're doing the same thing.
And so it's just...
Yeah, okay. That's all I need for now. I could let them keep going. Now, back to this annual report. Again, do not stress if you're driving or you're making dinner or something or you're busy and you're not looking at this. It's fine. You don't have to be looking at it. It just helps you understand it. So I did an internet search. I don't have special access. Bank of America, ESG, and I got to this annual report page, and I clicked on their 2023 annual report. And what I'm looking at here, don't worry, I'm not going to go over it. You'll die of boredom. I'm looking at a 236-page document. It is Bank of America's 2023 annual ESG page report. And it even has, right at the beginning, a table of contents out there for everything you want. It's got a letter from the chairman and CEO. It's got all these things. And you began to scroll down through this. No, I'm not going to go over anything. But what it is, it's them announcing all the various climate commie crap, minority outreach crap, are we gay enough crap, are we women enough crap. It's 236 pages of we destroyed this much of the oil industry this year, and we planted some trees, and then we fired a bunch of these men. We used to only be 20% women. Now we're 50% women. It's weird for a major finance company like B of A to have that, to do that. But why? Why do you even have to come up with such an official report? Because it is official looking. They have charts and graphs, and there are a lot of Harvard and Stanford educated people who put together a report like this. Chris, you're looking at it right now. It's wild, isn't it? Why? Well, you know what the CEO of B of A makes? Chris, look that up for me because I don't either. Bank of America salary CEO. Chris, look up what the Bank of America CEO makes. I'll take a guess, and I'll go ahead and call it $30 million a year. I bet I'm not that far off, but I'll take a guess. $30 million a year. Well, if BlackRock is above Bank of America, and BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street really are. How much, Chris? How much was it? 32? The Oracle does it again. All right, $32 million a year. I told you. So he makes $32 million a year. But BlackRock is above B of A. B of A has to make that report, not for you. You're never going to look at that. Had I not told you about it, you would have never known it was there. B of A has to create that report for BlackRock. And they have to, hey, boss, Mr. BlackRock, here's my report here at B of A. And BlackRock is going to go down through this report, and that's where the points come in. Essentially, BlackRock's going to look at it, and if they like what they see, hey, Mr. CEO, wow, you got a $15 million bonus coming your way because of this report. It looks good. Or maybe BlackRock takes a look at it and says, what? You only hired 1,000 gay people last year? sorry, you were in line for a $15 million bonus check. That's going to be $1 million now. Go back and try to do better next year. That's how it works. It's a big cartel is what it is. It should be broken up by Republican AGs, but that's how it works. All right? That sound like a bad idea to invest like that, by the way? To invest with companies like that? Do you think you should give your money to BlackRock or hard assets? What do you think? Do you think it would be smart to give your money to these dirty climate commies or done-for-you real estate? Would you like to begin acquiring real estate for yourself? Jesse, I can't. I'm just a construction worker. I'm just a normal guy. Done-for-you real estate is for normal guy, for normal girl. It's for normal people. So normal people can begin the process of acquiring rental properties. You're not going to start out as some real estate mogul with 10 of them. You'll start out with one. And Done For You Real Estate will handle that. They'll find it for you. They'll get it financed. They handle the closing. They handle the rental process. And you'll find it growing. And one day you just might retire because you got a hold of Done For You Real Estate. How does that sound? And pass something lasting down to your children. DoneForYouJesse.com is where you go to find out how. Go and find out how. DoneForYouJesse.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. If you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. I love this little doozy. This is from the Globe and Mail. The Globe and Mail. Opinion: excessive free speech is a breeding ground for more Trumps. The communists, every now and then, steps out of character and tells you the truth. This one's for the New York Times. This is a couple days ago. Opinion: it turns out the deep state is kind of awesome. It's not as if your liberal Aunt Peggy just now fell in love with the FBI. You know, she used to hate cops, but now she lectures you all the time about how much she loves the FBI. Liberal Aunt Peggy just really wants you destroyed. And for the longest time, the institutions of this country stood against her because they stood against communism. America had been clear-eyed for the longest time that this collectivism, socialism, communism, whatever you want to call it, is a true evil and must be stopped. And so our institutions were aimed at that. But now that our institutions have been taken over by that, and now that their guns are trained on you, now liberal Aunt Peggy, she loves the CIA. She loves the FBI. They love the fact that the federal government has turned its guns on their domestic political opponents. They think it's wonderful. That they really do. They can't help themselves. They think it's wonderful. All right, let's get to some emails. Jesse, El Guapo, if Trump picks Tim Scott or the chick who cried in her kitchen or any other minority candidate, isn't he doing the same thing that we complain about the left doing all the time? Is Tim Scott really the most qualified person of VP, or is he just picking him because he's black? If Trump was to going squarely on merit, he'd pick DeSantis as his running mate, right? Says I can say his name. His name is Ryan. Okay, well, one, I don't like Tim Scott, so I'm not the one to ask. Two, I don't like identity politics, so I'm definitely not the one to ask. However, I also understand this. To get elected in the United States of America, to get elected president, it is about coalition building. And right now, the Democrat coalition is shaky. It is. It's very, very, very shaky. They're having a hard time holding anything together. They can't keep the Jews in their corner. They can't keep the Muslims in their corner. They can't keep black people in their corner. They can't keep Latinos in their corner. Look, I played it earlier. CNN's freaking out about it.
If you ask Hispanic voters, who do they trust more on border security and immigration? Overwhelmingly, they trust Donald Trump more by a tremendous margin. Look at that, 49% to 24%. And that is in line with what we're seeing in the polls in general amongst Hispanics, right? Joe Biden won them overwhelmingly back in 2020, won them by over 20 percentage points. Democrats normally carry them overwhelmingly. If you look at the polling right now, and an average of polling amongst Hispanic voters, who do they choose in the ballot test? It's barely Biden, about Biden by about 2 points. It would be the smallest margin for any Democratic candidate among Hispanic voters basically throughout history since we started polling.
Okay. So I am against identity politics, and I don't like Tim Scott because he's a gigantic weenie who caves to the left. That said, do you want Trump to beat Biden? Look, maybe you don't. Maybe you're one of these people who's voting against Trump. And again, if you have your reasons, I don't judge you for it. I don't do that. I don't care. Your vote is the only power you have. You don't give it away for anybody. But are you one of these people who wants Trump to win the election? If you do, there is a chance that selecting Tim Scott helps with that. Now, I don't like it, and I wouldn't do it. I'm trying to explain how they think, and also I'm trying to explain that their thinking isn't necessarily wrong. Understand this. There are a lot of black people in the United States of America who believe Republicans are all racist against them. Now, you can scoff and scream and yell about how crazy and ridiculous that is. That's fine. I understand that. But you need to understand that's how many, 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 many black people have been raised in this country. Their parents told them that. Their pastor told them that. Even today, the people, the entertainers who influence their life tell them that. From the actors to the singers to the Republicans are racist, Trump's a racist. There are many, 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 many black people who believe that. There are also many of those black people who believe that who are souring on Democrats as they watch their neighborhoods get filled up with people from third world hellholes. So they're feeling a little lost, a little apprehensive, and there's a chance that picking a black man might calm some of those Republicans or racist fears and either bring them over, some of them, or in the very least, keep enough of them from Joe Biden to win the election. Now, I know it sounds like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, but I'm really not. I can't stand Tim Scott, and I can't stand identity politics, so I would never do this. However, I would understand if Trump does. If Trump comes out and picks Tim Scott electorally, politically, it might be the smart move. It really might be. I just wouldn't do it. I hate that kind of thing. All right? Now, as far as him picking DeSantis, listen, this is going to be hard for both sides to accept, because I have a bunch of Trump people who listen and a bunch of DeSantis people who listen. And by now, hopefully you've realized you're the same people. You like different candidates for different reasons. And maybe you hate DeSantis and love Trump, and that's totally fine. You have your reasons. Maybe you hate Trump and love DeSantis, and that's fine. You have your reasons. But you better, both of you, understand this. Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis do not like each other. And there's something going on right now that could actually cost, I believe, Donald Trump the presidency. You see, Ron DeSantis came out and he endorsed Donald Trump after he backed off. Yeah, I'm endorsing Trump. I'm backing off. He did the thing. But what he's not doing is showing up at events to campaign for Donald Trump. He's not doing anything more than that. He bowed out. I'm endorsing him. I'm gone. I'm going back to be governor. Internally, you should understand this is driving Trump insane that DeSantis is not being more subservient, if you will. It's driving Trump so insane that during his last two campaign stops, he has actually blasted Ron DeSantis, called him Ron DeSantis still, even though the primary's over. And then Trump just won the Florida primary. Remember, everyone's dropped out. Trump went out there and blasted DeSantis again on social media after he just won the Florida primary. What that should tell you is this is a rift. It is a rift that is not a small rift. There's not going to be any Ron DeSantis vice president. What there is a problem. If you are someone who wants Donald Trump to get elected, this is going to be a problem. And it's not that Ron DeSantis is the problem. It's that Ron DeSantis's most hardcore supporters might be. For Trump, he's upset. He's offended. He thinks DeSantis should be doing more. And maybe you feel that way. And that's fine. But you have to understand a huge percentage of DeSantis voters were DeSantis's voters because they dislike something tangible about Donald Trump. Almost all of them voted for Trump before, whatever, whether it was the vax or the lockdowns. I don't care. Many of them are DeSantis voters for a reason. Now, if you get up and publicly keep blasting away at the guy they wanted. Well, remember how we were just talking about the coalition building? You're going to risk keeping enough of the coalition out of the tent to cost you the presidency. I understand Trump may hate DeSantis. DeSantis may hate Trump. I don't give a crap about either of them, so I don't care if they hate each other. But I'm telling you right now, Trump's got to clean that up. I know that this is personal now. That might be a problem. I think it would be beneficial, probably, if they did come together and join as a ticket. I don't think it's going to happen. Like I said, there's very clearly something personal there, and it is what it is. I hope it doesn't cost us, right? Hopefully it's not close enough to cost us, but whew, that's not good. That's not good. It's almost as bad as Verizon. Could you even imagine having Verizon? You wouldn't do something like that, right? You wouldn't have AT&T as your cell phone service, would you? Or T-Mobile? There's no way that you make automatic monthly payments every month to one of these companies. You know what? Let's do something live here. Let's look up something. Let's look up Verizon. I'm doing this live on the air. ESG. Oh, would you look at that? We had that long ESG talk earlier about these evil commie companies, and there's Verizon's ESG report, top of the page. Would you like to stop funding that? Switch to Pure Talk, the patriotic cell phone company that loves you, respects your country, respects your values, promotes your values. Their CEO fought for this country. Plus, they're giving out free brand new Samsung 5G smartphones right now. Take 10 minutes on the phone and switch. Dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. Switch to Pure Talk. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. A couple things. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, so get your questions emailed in. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Also, remember this. Don't ever forget
this it. This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
More U.S. embassies have been forced to evacuate under Biden than any other U.S. president. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I want to do a couple emails before we get to headlines I didn't get to and play this dirty demon abortion doctrine and things like that. I am just going to say it saddens me a little bit because you're watching the country kind of go down slowly but surely. You're watching slowly but surely our influence around the world go down. You understand that having to evacuate an embassy, it's giving up U.S. territory. It's considered U.S. territory. So if you have to do it, it's a big deal. And entities, whatever they may be, rebel groups, terrorist groups, they should fear a U.S. embassy. They should fear a U.S. embassy. And instead now, it's open season on these poor people. And it's wild to see. And it honestly, it reminds me, I know this is way overdone as a cliche, but it really does. It reminds me of the last 100 years of the Roman Empire as they were trying to figure things out. And they had all these outposts, all these places way out in the hinterlands. And they just slowly but surely started losing them. They just didn't have the strength. They didn't have the manpower. They didn't have the logistical ability to feed them anymore. That this tribe ended up being too powerful, and they weren't powerful to take it back. It was just from this huge empire that ruled the whole of Europe, all the way up into the UK, to slowly but surely shriveling back up down into Italy as just little by little, this outpost gone and this outpost gone and this outpost gone. That's what it feels like is happening to our nation as we watch everything kind of rot around us. But look, there's a penalty for having these people in charge.
Reduce the federal deficit by $160 billion. Hear me? $160 billion, you know?
And we've cut deficit by the time it's out, over $2 trillion. We've cut the deficit. I've already cut the federal deficit by $1 trillion since I took office.
My Republican friends tell me we're spending a lot of money. It's saving.
Chris is talking about where's he getting these numbers from? Well, remember, Joe Biden's a unique liar. What they're talking about is us running $3 trillion deficits during COVID. I still can't believe we stopped the country for a virus and just started printing money and spending money. No, can't open your business. Here's a stimmy check. I just can't believe we did that. Anyway, so all the COVID stimmy spending stopped. So the deficit goes from $3 trillion to $1 trillion. And now he talks about cutting the deficit. He's lying. Of course, that's what he does. He lies. These people, they lie. Again, it's just woven into them. Here's poopy pants Jerry Nadler. Remember when Jerry Nadler pooped his pants on stage?
Men do not compete in women's sports.
Yeah, they do. But Jerry Nadler, who knows that, he understands that if he's going to continue to be allowed to poop in Congress as he's standing there, sitting there, if he's going to be allowed to poop in the halls of Congress, he has to tell these lies. Speaking of lies, this is a doctor. Man alive, the state of our medical profession in this country. Her name's Austin Denard. Now, you tell me demons aren't real.
I'd like to also comment on what Dr. Wubenhurst had said previously. She mentioned how dangerous abortion is. Abortion is not dangerous. Abortion is safe, and abortion is essential health care. What is really dangerous is pregnancy.
Demons are real. And pain is real, too. Pain that comes with life. Shoulder pain and joint pain, back pain and neck pain. It happens. And you go through it. We all go through it. We need to deal with it, though. We can't be crabbing at everybody because our foot hurts. We need to deal with pain. So what do we do to deal with pain? I know what I've always done. Not thrilled with it. Wished I hadn't. I always went and grabbed some ibuprofen. I'll just pop a couple ibuprofen. Still a couple ibuprofen in. That's terrible for you. You need to fight inflammation. I need to fight inflammation naturally. That's what the Relief Factor is about. Drug-free, all natural. There are four key ingredients to help support your body's natural response to inflammation. That's where we need to go. Relief Factor. Not the ibuprofen bottle, Relief Factor. Does it work? Well, I don't know. Don't take my word for it. Works for me, but go try it yourself for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. You take it every day for 3 weeks and you tell me, do you still have that pain? They sell 3 week quick start kits for $19.95. Just go try it for $19.95. Do you think that's worth it? 1-800, the number 4, Relief. Or go to relieffactor.com. All right? All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Internal docs show the entire intelligence community warned to avoid, quote, problematic phases on Islamic terrorism. The entire intelligence community is being told not to say things like jihadist and radical Islamists. In the meantime, ISIS has been sending their people
from
here.
An FBI perspective, we are seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that emanate from the border. There is a particular network where some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties that were.
I continue to worry about that story we're going to wake up to one day. Only one-third of military families would still recommend service, Blue Star Families survey finds. Remember that these traditional military families, they're who've won our wars for us. And they're done. Their kids are done. The damage that has been done to our military readiness is going to take decades to fix. Congressional Republicans block aid to Haiti amid unrest. Yeah, that would probably be a good idea to stop sending money down to the cannibals. Biden's top intelligence agency says cross-dressing makes a man a better intelligence officer. This is from the Daily Wire. That's according to internal documents. Yeah, like I said, I'm very concerned about something major happening. Our intelligence agencies don't necessarily feel like they're focused, do they? Taiwan admits U.S. troops are stationed on islands off the coast of China. Oh my goodness. I really, really hope this whole China-Taiwan thing doesn't kick off, especially now. We ain't got time for that, and I don't want anyone dying for Taiwan. All right. What I do want is you to email me a question for tomorrow. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. We're going to spend 3 hours and have fun, all right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.